A number of questions come in via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and alike. One was, you talked about growing milkweed in your garden. Did you initially or intentionally plant it there?
So, no, that milkweed was there.
And naturally came up.
Right. Yep, it was just...
Now, you can purchase...
You can purchase milkweed plants, or seeds.
Seeds.
Sometimes they just give them away.
Right, make sure it is relates to the environment or the location that you're at, because there's different milkweed varieties for different areas of the country. So if you're going to do that, get the right one for your area. Is fertilizer still good? I found a bag in the garage, unopened. It's been several years. Can I still use it?
You can. It obviously depends on what it is, but if you get
If it's granular.
Yeah, if it's granular, it's
and
fine.
And it's not clumped together, not humidity and moisture hasn't gotten to it. If it's dry and flaky and perfectly fine. Now, if it is clumpy, you can break it up and use it, but the mineral content does not change.
No.
There's not a chemical thing that happens in that. In your recent video, growing a garden in a bucket, do I need a food grade bucket, or can I just use a regular clean 5 gallon bucket from the local hardware store?
You can use a clean 5 gallon bucket from the local hardware store. I know that they have deals sometimes, and yeah, as long as it's not been used for like, if it's just one of the ones, the brand new ones, you can definitely use those.
What varieties of potatoes do you grow, and how much can you expect on getting off of one plant? Well, we grow Yukon Golds, and mm-hmm. I think we grow a purple variety this year. That based on, you know, the big good gardeners, and I mean the really ones you see on YouTube, they can get 5 to sometimes 10 pounds on return of 1 pound of potatoes. We average between 2 to 3, sometimes 4 pounds of potatoes per pound, and that's how you gauge it, pounds in versus pounds out. So that's what we look at, and we continue.
I think the best thing to do is that we grow different varieties. But definitely do your research, see what kind of variety you might want to grow and what you're using.
And build the fertility of the soil.
Robert asks, can you test for Juglong if you are using it in a potting mix? I was able to find there is no test that is for Juglong, but I found many times you can find that the soil under a walnut tree is quite alkaline, which adversely affects plant growth. Now, Juglong is the toxicity in which black walnut trees emit in their root system to prohibit other vegetation or many forms of vegetation to grow or from growing around that tree, kind of as an insurance policy to make the tree stronger so it's not having many competitiveness plants or other trees to grow next to it. The toxicity affects mature black walnut trees and can extend 50 to 80 feet from the trunk of the tree, with great toxicity occurring within a drip line, which is several feet away from the actual trunk of the tree. In this area, plants the Juglong may wilt or die, may cause the plants to wilt or die. Some plants tolerate it and will grow normally. Vegetables such as tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, potatoes and ornamentals such as lilacs and rhododendrons are particularly sensitive to the Juglong, that toxicity that's in the soil that the tree releases. Again, if you have small black walnut trees and you don't want them in your area, you want to remove them before this occurs. Does the effect of the black walnut tree look like, or the toxicity? Well, plants that are sensitive to that Juglong, Juglone, may be stunted in their growth. They may have yellow or brown twisted leaves, wilting, and some plants, part of the plants may die over time. Often the tissue of the plant can have some water uptake issues. And affect the discoloration. Symptoms may also may occur rapidly, even within a few days after the plant's been planted there, based on the sensitivity of the species that you're transplanting in that tree, that root zone area. Now, alternatives, some plants may survive for years near a young walnut tree, but will wilt and die when the tree becomes to a more larger, mature state. The black walnut is toxic, can be confused with wilt-causing bacteria and fungal pathogens. So keep that in mind. If you're in an area where there is no trees, that doesn't mean that that toxicity is gone. It can last for some time. There's no cure for the plants affected by the toxin. Removing the walnut tree may not be practical in some applications, as the tree could be a focal point of your landscape. In addition, even walnut trees that have been removed, the Julong, will not immediately be eliminated from the soil because it's next to impossible to remove all the roots of that tree from the soil, and the remaining pieces may continue to extract the toxicity for several years as they decay. So you want to keep that in mind. Just because you've got a walnut tree that you removed in an area because it was dying or you just didn't want it or you're trying to put a garden in, that toxicity is still active in them roots. So many people will choose to go to a straw bale garden type of method or a raised bed situation. Different institutions say that you can till the area in which that tree was at to try to expose some of that soil to the atmosphere. If you raise the pH level, that can help. Some people say lower it. It's really something after you research on to figure out what's best for it. Again, it's not going to be a, okay, remove the tree last weekend. We're going to do X, Y, and Z this weekend, and we can plant right away. That's not the scenario there. We've talked about the black walnut leaves last week in the question and answer portion of the program. This is just another issue with the black walnuts. They produce great nuts for consumption, but they do emit that toxicity, that Julong that's in the soil. So 50 to 80 feet from the trunk of the tree on these mature trees. So if you have an immature tree, you want to go ahead and remove that as soon as possible if you don't want it in your area. Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com for full-length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.